Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut,
the crunchiest almonds, and delicious chocolate candy.
Know what our most important ingredient is?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and joy.
Attorney Joe Cordell.
Divorce forces a father to focus on what's most important, his children. You may no longer be a husband, but you'll always be a dad. In the divorce process, this comes down to three key concerns: physical custody, decision-making, as well as financial support. Each of these is important, and it's important that you choose a lawyer that cares as you do.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Phoenix area attorneys. Joseph Cordell, licensed in Missouri and Illinois only. CordellCordell.com.
Hey, kids, let mom help with your science project.
This new mom wants her kids' science project to thrive. Too bad she hasn't cracked a science book since 1985.
A metathesis reaction?
Compounds, mixtures, and elements. Even this baking soda volcano is too big of an experiment. Whoa. Now she's completely forgotten the periodic table. Now she's burning a hole through the kitchen table.
Burning with science.
But her kids' love for their mom is truly transparent. Proof you don't have to be perfect to be the parent.
Don't tell Dad.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of siblings in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Limitless, and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Put out a... Okay, Mark, coming back to you.
3:02. All right, I already screwed up the time sheets and that.
Boy, I don't know what you're doing.
Okay,
today.
So Andy and Alan hired a guy named Mark.
Yeah.
Okay. He's there a week. Mm-hmm. He hands him a piece of paper, and it's a boilerplate he got off the internet. And at the top it says, "You suck."
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then it says, "Dear Alan and Andy, I regret to inform you that you suck in a good way." Because there's boxes that says a bit, a lot, and he checked off in a good way. "You recently hired me. And that makes me want to river dance. Like I like you very much. I hope you will take this the right way. Please don't beat yourself up. It really isn't a big deal. Your attention to this matter is appreciated." Then it says, he hands write this: "Thank you both for the opportunity. You run an amazing shop, Mark T." And then on the bottom it says, "Suggestions for how you might make it up to me. Cash or a puppy." And, you know, did that not endear this kid to us?
Oh, yeah. And, but he was a really nice kid anyway. And his guy anyway.
His name's Mark. How can he be bad?
How can he be bad?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
How can he be bad?
Let me count the ways.
Yeah. Very funny. Gil, have we got a caller?
Yes, we do. Say hello to Hector.
Hector, good morning.
Good morning, sir. First off, love your show.
Thank you.
My problem is I have a 2003 Toyota Corolla with 160,000 miles that I'm changing the valve cover, the intake, and the problem is whenever I'm trying to find torque specs, because you have metal and plastic together, I've already made the mistake by Googling it, or there's just like a throw-up of information on the internet. Everybody has a different opinion. I was wondering, where can I get, because Toyota won't give me the specific torque specs for my car. Where can I get valid, true information?
What are you going to put on the gaskets? Are you going to put some kind of sealer? Are you going to put them in dry? What are you going to do?
Put them in dry. That's the way with all the videos that I've seen and gotten.
Okay.
I was just going to put the gaskets in dry.
Okay, well, we don't. We put, 99% of the time, we put a thin film of silicone on one side or the other. We need it to be able to squish and squash and move a little bit. So if it's a valve cover gasket, we'll just take our finger and put a thin film of silicone on it, set it on there, and then put the cover on it, tighten it up. I don't have specifications for you. The plastic bothers me. You can't go crazy there. But,
yeah.
I mean, is your ratchet about 8 inches long?
Yes.
Okay. I think reasonable people would you know, you tighten it up until you feel tension, and then maybe you go an eighth of a turn more, and if it went kind of easy, I'd do another eighth of a turn, which gives you a quarter turn after it gets tension. You don't bury it and then go a half a turn or a quarter turn. You just get to the point where you feel tension. And that's how I do it. And that's how all of our guys do it. Rarely are we going to break out a torque wrench, but they also have got hundreds of years of experience between all of them. And if you will email me, mark@marksalem.com, I'll have one of our guys look it up for you on Monday. But what I tell you is what it's going to end up being, because when you torque it, you're going to find out I'm pretty doggone close. I want you to use just a little silicone. Now, you say the intake gasket and the valve cover gasket, yes?
Yes.
And not the head gasket. You're not doing the head gasket. I don't want any silicone on the head gasket.
No.
Okay. All right. All righty. Yeah, intake and valve cover, just do that. And you're gonna clean it up really good. You might get a can of brake spray and spray the mating surfaces down, because brake spray will remove a lot of the oil and the contaminants that let the gasket slip. I don't care if you use blue or black or whatever silicone. Just buy a small tube of silicone. One side of the gasket, tighten it up, and you'll be done. Okay?
Great. Thank you, sir. And I will email you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Action Auto is up at I-17 in Deer Valley. And somebody said the other day, you talk so nice about some of those shops. And I says, well, I know all those guys.
Yep, we do.
I have their phone numbers. I know their wives. We're invited to, when their kids get married. You know what I'm saying? I know Tom. I know Tom since 1983 when he came to demonstrate the Sun machine.
Mm-hmm.
And we bought the Bear machine.
Okay.
And but in spite of that, we've been friends. So Action Auto's at I-17 in Deer Valley, full-service, family-owned auto repair shop, again, since 1983. So if you live in that area, they have ASE Master Certified Technicians, which means we've passed all 8 automotive tests.
Mm-hmm.
If you're just ASE certified, you're ASE certified in air conditioning. But when you're a master, you've passed them all. And I have been a master for 412 years, if I may say so myself.
Yeah.
Action Auto is a great place. I-17 in Deer Valley on the northwest corner. 602-508-0960. And Gil says, I got a caller.
Okay.
Who might that be, Gil?
Well, you're right again, Mark. It's Bob.
Bob, good morning. How can I help you?
Hey, Mark. Hey, there was an interesting article in last week's Wall Street Journal. I don't know if you saw it or not. It says why it's impossible to get your car repaired this summer. So I just wanted to share a couple items.
Okay.
It says the average auto repair took more than 17 days to complete last year, up 65% from 10.3 days in 2019.
Well, let me comment.
I know you guys don't.
Yeah, let me comment one at a time. It is true. How long has it been when we have just been swamped? I have an idea myself.
Yeah, well, the last month or so, it's been pretty swamped. But I wonder if he's talking about for the dealer or the independent to get parts in order to be able to fix the cars rather than how far in advance they're booked.
Let's talk about both of them.
Okay.
We don't have problems getting parts.
Not all the time. Maybe the older cars, and we do work on a lot of older cars.
Okay, but we still get parts.
Okay.
Because we have access to 5 or 6 giant inventories. Mm-hmm. And so they can take the number, and as long as they have one number, a Motorcraft number, a Delco number, mm-hmm. Whatever number, they can cross it right there in the computers we've provided, yeah. and they can find out what NAPA's and AutoZone's and Parts Authority and Factory Motor Parts. They can pull that part up, anything they want. Yeah. Now, I tell them we cannot afford to shop price because that's going to take too much time. Mm-hmm. Find the from a good vendor, and we have one, two, three. We have three top guys, and order it. Then it comes in, and we pay for it at the end of the month. Yeah. So I don't know. It's twofold. Are we having problems finding parts? We aren't, but we think 75% of the industry does. They just don't have the infrastructure we do. Are they having a tough time getting in? Hell yes.
Yeah.
Everybody's swamped.
So what did they say about that, Bob? What was the reason, or did they say that?
Just what you're saying. And then this is body shops, too. So, I mean, this is like, you know, dealerships that take in, like, body work and stuff and have to wait for things from the factory and stuff.
Okay. Then that's going to be the parts side. I know that other shop owners have complained about that, and I'll give you an example. I had a friend of mine, Steve Ambrose, who called me from Mississippi, mm-hmm. and he said, Mr. Parts Man, and he used to work for us in the 70s, mm-hmm. actually 80s, because he started just after we opened Ahwatukee Mobile, and he's a great kid, but he has his own shop in Mississippi, and he says, I'm looking for an electric rack for my Ford truck. Mm-hmm. He says, I can't find it. So I says, give me the original part number. I walk in, and I give it to Jeff, and I said, find me a rack. And I says, and I don't care, but I'd like it to be close to Mississippi.
1 minute.
This is a true story. So Jeff walks in and he goes, well, he says, where in Mississippi? And I don't remember where I told him. And he looks on a map and he goes, well, there's one 30 miles away from where he's sitting. Mm-hmm. And I said, come on. He says, nope, it's a Motorcraft, it's electric, it's everything he asked for, and the part number is exact. So I call Steve and I said, you're not going to believe this, but you need to call this shop or this parts store that's 30 miles away from you. Verify that, give him that part number and see what happens. 2 hours later, he calls me and he goes, he had it. And nobody else in the world had it. Within 100 miles of us, nobody had that wreck.
Yeah.
So that is stuff that happens. But if you're smart as the average bear, you're going to be able to find that kind of stuff. And Jeff and Sean do a great job, but they don't do it for the public. We don't want people to think they're right. going to be able to call our shop and have that done. 602-508-0960, 602-508-0960.
Tell them to Bob, hang on. Yeah.
Bob, hang on. We're going to get back to you, and we'll talk more about it. Stay right there, 602-508-0960. Welcome back, everybody. 34 minutes after the hour of 10 o'clock. Mark and Renee Salem here at your service, 602-508-0960, 602-508-0960. Automatic Transmission Exchange has been around since 1968. Phil is the Fred Flintstone of transmissions. He was around when Barney and Fred were around, when the tires were stone. He's progressed, and his knowledge and his skill has progressed to the new electronic eight speeds and the transmissions that shift because a computer tells them to, all that kind of stuff. So if you're looking for a transmission shop, Automatic Transmission Exchange is at 40th Street in Washington, and he's well worth the visit. Bob, did we answer your question okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I thought it was interesting.
Go ahead.
It says there is a need for 258,000 new automotive technicians annually, but just 48,000 people graduate from tech training programs each year.
And we do find right now the good techs are moving around, and they're wanting a little bit more money, and I don't blame them. Unless they're one of ours, and then I'm really pissed off, you know what I mean? But we see some of that, and we're seeing. And then everybody, Bob, there is a different mentality for the general repairs. There's a different mentality for the chain stores. There's a different mentality for the small independents and the large independents. And then you got the dealers. And right now it is Mark Salem's opinion that the sales techniques of all of those different entities I just talked about, the sales techniques are quite different. And there is one out there that is playing games with the mileage and the months that you're due for this and that and all that kind of stuff. And so they have a cheap oil change. You come in, you get your oil change done, and lo and behold, you need a bunch of work. And if you look in your owner's manual, you'll find out that half of it isn't even there yet based on years, months, or mileage. And so, yeah, we're having a tough time. But we're all leading on our old customers. So for us, we're asking them right up front, have you been in before? And then we say, we're kind of swamped right now with existing customers, but I can get you in day after tomorrow, and I'd like your car early in the morning. So if we'll do the best we can accommodating, but you're there a lot more than I am. What's the longest? Have you said, I can't get to you for a week?
Or? Yeah, we have in the last month. That's been the case, but it's gotten better now. We've gotten a full staff, which, like you said, the technicians have been moving around, so we were having a little bit of a hard time there for a while. The other thing is, I think that a technician has a bad stigma, or the, you know,
society.
Mechanic, you know, nobody thinks that's a good job, or you can make any money or whatever. And there's a lot of people that make good money in that job.
Well, let's talk about that.
It's real computerized now. You can't be just a, you know, grease monkey or whatever. Right. You have to know your stuff, and you have to know computer. You have to be literate in a lot of that stuff.
And the measurement is a master tech.
Right.
Now, the ASC is Automotive Service Excellence, and if you're a master tech, you've passed all 8 tests. Now, you could be an AS certified in air conditioning, or an AS certified in emissions, all that stuff. But if you're a master, which I am, mm-hmm. and I'm a lifetime master, and we've got a lot of masters mm-hmm. that work for us. You bring up really good points. There's independent shops, and they have certain benefits. Then there's chain stores that, I don't know. I think of a chain store like Discount Tire. They're not anywhere near like we are. They don't work on cars like we do.
Right.
But the independents, the chain stores, the dealerships, And then you've got the paint and body shops, and you've got the alignment shops, and then you have the air conditioning shops. So there's lots of places you can land, but if you get a front end certification and you can't find an alignment shop that will hire you, then what are you going to do? Mm-hmm. And so there is now, talk about money. Without saying names, mm-hmm. what's the highest dollar we pay for somebody annually, one of our techs?
Annually?
Yeah.
I don't know, somewhere around 100 or more. Okay.
It's 100 or more. And we've got quite a few of them between 80 and 100.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's a 5-day work week. We open at 7:30 and we close at
5:30.
So the master techs get pretty much the cars that have lots of problems because they're a master of all of them. And we also, like other places, we have a 401k. They get vacation. We don't work on weekends, and we don't work on major holidays, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So there are technicians moving around.
1 minute.
They're looking for better deals.
Yeah, but we pay them on a flat rate, which if they're fast and they do good work, you know, they're going to obviously make more than the ones that are.
Okay, well, a flat rate. What we're doing is we're looking in a book that's industry standards, and it says if you're going to replace a water pump on this car, this year, make and model car, then that should take the average technician 2.8 hours. Now, it's okay with us if he adds a tenth or two, if it's real greasy, if it's real dirty, if he's going to steam clean the front of the motor, there's some ancillary charges there. But he should be able to do it in 2.8 hours. That's not the highest number. That's not the lowest number. That's the average number.
Mm-hmm.
So, but in reality, if he does it in 2 hours, and certainly some of them can do that, then he has a half an hour for free that day.
Mm-hmm.
And so in reality, if we work an 8-hour day, and we don't, if we work an 8-hour day, it's easier for a technician that's a master level to build 8.5 or 9.5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Because he may not take a lunch, or he may know all the tricks. You're going to do a blend door underneath the dash of a Lexus. Well, if you've done one before and it pays 1 hour, you can do it in 0.8 because you've done a bunch of them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of how it works. That's the way it is. 602-508-0960. We have 5 lines open. You're welcome to join us. 602-508-0960. Welcome back, everybody. 43 minutes after the hour, 10 o'clock. I want to talk about Auto Dynamics in Sun City. I've known Chuck since 1982. And actually I knew him before that because I knew him when I was in high school in 1970, 71, 72 because he was best friend of Ken Vivian and I was working at Ken's shop. But Chuck's been around. His technicians are really good. They're not paid a commission or a percentage of your repair bill. Therefore, they don't sell unnecessary parts or repairs. There's people that do that. There's people that do what we do, and we pay them an hourly rate. But everybody should have those markers in to make sure the technicians are doing what we're supposed to be doing and playing by the rules. So if you're looking for a great shop in Sun City, I'd like to recommend that you visit Auto Dynamics on the north side of Grand Avenue, just west of 99th Avenue. Bill, good morning. How can we help you?
Mark, I'd like to know your opinion on keeping engines clean. I have vehicles, but they're all over 200,000. One's a half million. And I don't clean my engines, but I notice a lot of times I go to these car shows and stuff, just people keep them immaculate. Now, not for show cars. I'm just talking about everyday drivers, too.
Yeah. Well, I can speak to that.
Are you talking about the outside, the way it looks, or the inside?
Yeah.
It's the hood open. Yeah, you're looking. Yeah, the hood open, and you're looking at the engine.
Okay.
You're talking to the right guy because I do that all the time. I want an engine that's clean and shiny, and I wash the battery cables, and I clean the firewall and the fenders and the valve covers. Now, you got to stay away from anything that has wires to it. The throttle position sensor, the map sensor.
Exactly.
Stay away from that kind of stuff. And then when you get it running, get out on the freeway. Go the speed limiter a little bit more and go about 3 or 4 miles, come back 3 or 4 miles. You'll blow all the water off the engine doing that. And so, yes. Now, is it going to make any difference in the long run? No. It's not going to shorten the life or make the engine last longer. Is it going to cost any less to work on it? No, because we're not going to give you a discount if your engine's clean, because when we get done, our part's going to be clean. So, but there's nothing wrong with it. Now, in the old days, you got the distributor wet and you were going to push that home. Today we have electronic ignition. It's altogether different, but you still want to stay away from the spark plugs and the coils that they're attached to. Just kind of stay away from them. Don't stick your high pressure wand, you know, in there and shove a bunch of water in the boot. So, yes, you can do from windshield to the radiator and from left fender to the right fender. And I can't imagine that you're going to hurt anything in a car that's made in the last 10 years.
What about one that's, let's say, 30 years ago, or,
well,
you know,
you got to stay away from the distributor on those. And
exactly.
And the worst part about that is it'll start backfiring on you. Then it'll blow the air filter off, and then it may catch fire. And you want to avoid that kind of stuff. So a lot of guys put a big towel over the distributor, and
right.
You know, they can do that. A lot of guys spray the distributor with WD-40, but I must caution you because WD-40 is flammable. So if you leak a spark, then that thing could catch fire. It's going to be kind of exciting because you're going to hope that the towel you put there is wet so that you can throw it on the fire. And we own a car wash, and I can tell you it's not uncommon for us to see a car that's been pushed out of the bays over to the dry bays, the hood's open, and then you hear, and then he sprays something and cleans something, and he does that for a couple hours, and then finally, and then he drives away. So we see that a lot. Stay away from the throttle position sensor. That's a real big one, but that's about it.
Right.
So that's it.
Okay, yeah. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. 602-508-0960, 602-508-0960. We have 5 lines open and 5 lines available. Gil's the one that answers the phone. If you want to tell him a dirty joke, he likes to hear those.
Oh, Mark Salem. I don't know what I'm going to do.
How long have I been with Gil?
I don't know, since
2011.
Yeah, I think Jeremy was here first and then Gil.
Jeremy was for a year or two.
Yeah, and he now learned all about you, and he's the one that does that intro that I love that says, yeah, if you believe everything Mark says, you need to have your head examined, basically.
He did. And, you know, he thought that would hurt my feelings, and we've played that ever since.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think it's great.
Well, it is. And Gil's our engineer now, mm-hmm, and Gil makes me hit my marks at 17, 30, 40, and 5850. Mm-hmm. And he helps me, although I miss one every once in a while, but he's a magician at fixing my mess.
Yes.
And he can take a 17-minute segment and make it 16.
Yep.
And then just squeeze it together. But they don't do that. I'm kidding you.
Yeah. That's why your initials are MES, mess. You make a lot of them.
I'm going to turn your mic off, and you're going to sit there and to yourself.
Okay.
602-508-0960, 602-508-0960. The lines are wide open. There's 5 of them. I'll tell you about Blackwell Automotive. Tom Blackwell wouldn't know how to fix a car if you spotted him the manual. I'm teasing him.
Mm-hmm.
He knows I'm teasing him.
Yeah.
He's really good at what he does. 40th Street and Greenway. Tom is working on your car and vintage cars. He has a very large vintage car business, and he has a very large mother and father business. And he can do both of those really well. He has an exceptional parts group that can track down especially Aaron, can track down old parts. Now they're going to have a new part number on them, and they're going to be made the same, but they're going to be made by a different manufacturer. Mm-hmm. So Blackwell's a good guy. Northeast Phoenix, North Scottsdale, Blackwell Automotive would be my suggestion.
He's one of the ones that listens to you too and calls to correct you every once in a while.
Yeah, he does. I just hang up. I tell Gil if his name's Tom, ask him what his last name is. If it's Blackwell, just hang up on
him. Yeah, no, he'd lie about that.
He would. Yeah. He would. And you know what? The criticism, I've had that all my. Like I said, we've been doing radio since 1988. I've had people call me and call me out on that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I am the first one. If I'm wrong, I'll say I'm wrong.
Right.
I don't have any problem. But a lot of times it's just kind of a miscommunication. Wait a minute, I thought you said this. Well, no, I said that you don't want to do this, that you want to do that. Mm-hmm. And then I look it up on the tape because you know I've taped every show since 1988.
Yep.
I can pull up the show without the commercials, mm-hmm. and I say, you know, what's your name? And well, Hector called this morning. Then Bob, then Bill. Mm-hmm. So I have all that.
Yeah, and actually that's on the website under marksalem.com, and they can go listen to the shows without commercials.
Right, right.
From whenever.
You can download, I think you can download them.
You can't download them.
Oh, okay, mm-hmm. So you have to use your phone or something to go there. Why didn't we make it downloadable? Okay.
Betty said no.
Oh, and Betty is our computer, our internet guru.
That's right.
And I think I'm going to trust her because she's heavy into security, so mm-hmm. I think that might be the reason. But you can go to marksalem.com, click on any show you want, and we've cut out the commercials, so really it's an hour 30 mm-hmm. instead of 2 hours.
Exactly.
And that's what it is. Yeah. 602-508-0960. We have another hour of show left, so we're going to be back at the 11 o'clock hour and go till the 12 o'clock hour. But if you'd like to join us, you certainly can. 602-508-0960. Gil's going to answer the phone. Be nice to him. He's not a vengeful person.
No.